Dr. Charon Kim is a multi-instrumentalist, most notably a harpist and also a pianist, and she's also a composer and is one of the few people in the world to solo on two instruments for her own compositions, all the while conducting the performance. Dr. Kim, welcome to FM 91.
Yes, it's an honor to be here. Thank you for having me here today.
Now, I've given a little bit of your biography, but I know that there is much more to talk about. And I wonder if, to let listeners get to know you better, perhaps you can tell us more about your musical background.
I'm a harpist, pianist, composer, and conductor. Currently, I teach both harp and piano at the University of Massachusetts Boston. This summer, I have been invited to be a guest conductor at a festival in Europe. I hold a BA from Ewha Women's University in Seoul, a postgraduate diploma from the Royal Academy of Music in London, a master's degree from Yale University, and a doctorate from Boston University.
Wow, that's very impressive. Absolutely. But tell us about your earliest memories as a child about music. How did you fall in love with all these instruments and all the music that you create?
My parents, who played various instruments, immersed me in a musical environment. Around age 5, I secretly prayed for a piano. As a Christmas present, my aunt surprised me with her old piano, not knowing about my wish. It was a magical moment, and playing tunes by ear from kindergarten songs soon led to proper lessons at 6.
So you're a multi-instrumentalist. How many instruments do you play? What instruments do you consider yourself as a player of?
I play 10 instruments, with the harp and piano as my primary concert instruments. While the piano was my first, I don't favor one instrument over the other. Each instrument resonates with me differently, depending on the musical expression I seek that day.
Can you tell us about your work as a composer?
I was never trained as a composer, so I felt humbled when I was awarded the Future Classic Women Awards in 2020 by WRS, a London radio station, via audience voting after airing my composition Rendezvous, along with other harp music I played. When I compose, it is always very natural. I usually compose within 30 minutes or within a few days. For example, when certain melodies and harmonies ring in my heart constantly, I just write them down without a break. That was how Rendezvous piano version was composed within 30 minutes. Currently, I'm writing a concerto and I wrote first movement within 2 days. For me, it works more as an improvisation. I can never compose a single piece for many months or years. I think it is because once melodies and harmonies are ringing in my heart, that is the time I need to write them down. It does not happen all the time, so I may not have any new ideas to write a piece for a few days, months, or even years. However, when it happens, it happens. So I let it happen without any editing. Even though it may sound raw without much editing, I like its innocence, not much edited. Raw sound from the original that I kept hearing from my heart. To compose, music feels active, as composers need to create the musical piece for performers to deliver and create from something to something, like performing music which composers already wrote. Composers, however, create from nothing to something. Like literally, composers have to create something that never existed before, but using their imagination and sound and melodies that are ringing or haunting in their hearts, they engrave life into notation that countless generations can continue to perform.
I wonder, how many recordings have you made and how many pieces have you composed? Because a lot of it can be found on your website at charonkim.com. I wonder if you can talk a little bit about recording your music and how many pieces you've composed, and then we'll talk about Rendezvous.
I've released 146 songs across 7 albums, including 55 songs and 91 singles. Additionally, I've arranged 20 songs and composed 94 pieces.
Wow, you're very prolific. I wonder if you can talk about Rendezvous, because there are a lot of different versions of that.
Rendezvous has a total of 100 different versions. From this original piano version, I have scored 100 versions of Rendezvous, including versions for orchestra, harp, piano, and voice, with the lyrics already translated into 80 languages. After the piano version was completed, I wanted to put lyrics to the music and make it a song. While I originally wrote the lyrics in Korean, I started studying other languages, thinking it would be nice to put lyrics to this song in many different beautiful languages. I recorded 80 versions, doing my best to pronounce the words with the hope that one day native singers from all these countries could sing this song to give hope and warm feelings to other people's hearts.
Wow, that's just amazing. And it's a beautiful melody. I've listened to the orchestral version of Rendezvous, and you talk about all these different languages that you've written for the melodies in Rendezvous. I wonder if you have a favorite version of that, since you've done so many?
While I appreciate all versions, the original piano rendition of Rendezvous holds a special place for me.
Wonderful. What would be the one thing that you would want to tell young musicians?
My advice to young musicians is to combine passion with hard work. Whether naturally gifted or a dedicated worker, true fulfillment comes from genuine love for the craft.
Yeah, absolutely. So what does music mean to you?
I would love to say music means everything to me, but it does not. It is my husband who means everything to me on this earth. For me, music is a deeply personal and subjective experience, but its significance can vary greatly from person to person. Music is a way for me to connect with God. Everyone has their own talents, gifts from God. To me, I believe God gave me a musical gift, so I want to cherish it and would like to use it to seek ways to get closer to God. As a Christian, even though my music is not necessarily a sacred genre, I still personally feel that whether I compose, conduct, perform, or teach, through music I'm doing the work I was given by God, so it feels precious.
Yeah, so well said. Now, you list on your website you've been a judge at many competitions, I think like 100 competitions, something like that. What is your philosophy of judging other musicians? How do you approach that?
Young musicians engage in competitions as a means of self-improvement. Through meticulously preparing repertoires, they not only enhance their musical catalog, but also develop the skills to control nerves, overcome stage fright, and establish connections with the audience. Participating in competition provide valuable performance opportunities and contribute to the overall growth of emerging musicians. From my perspective, competition is not about outdoing others. Despite being invited around 100 times to 38 different competitions as a judge, I firmly believe that the true essence of competition lies in challenging oneself. It involves surpassing personal limits, refining discipline, and evolving musical interpretation over time. Unlike disciplines such as mathematics with precise formulas and answers, music defies quantification through competition scores. Art and music are inherently personal and subjective experiences. In essence, competitors who comprehend the genuine purpose of entering and preparing for competitions find fulfillment in preparatory process itself, rather than solely fixating on the outcome. This mindset allows them to distinguish themselves from their peers. From the judge's point of view, like myself, technique, accuracy, and control, adherence to the score, versatility, and connection with the audience are also important. I assess musicality and interpretation, artistic expression, and a performer's ability to communicate and connect with the audience through their musical expression, phrasing, and dynamics. After that, creativity and individuality, stage presence, and so many other factors are important for judges to observe, I believe. To me, what I see as the most important aspect is whether this performer is truly, fully in love with their music, whether there is that connection to the music they're playing or the instrument. The honest approach towards music is very important. It cannot and will not be shaken if a performer carries on his or her own with solidity. So I stick that out approach as the most important thing. Other elements that I mentioned, of course, I do consider. I do give points for each of those. But in the bigger picture, I think that true love and passion for applicant music moves my heart. Also, I personally like stylish performers, meaning applicants should not just sound like they play just they because their teachers told them to. They should have their own interpretation they preserve from their life experiences, applying and blending with composers' comments. When I hear the unique performance, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've obviously thought a lot about this over the years. Mm-hmm. What is the most rewarding thing for you as a musician?
The most rewarding aspect of being a musician is knowing that my music positively impacts someone's life, changing perspectives and bringing joy.
So, do you have something to look forward to? What do you still want to do as a musician?
As an honored associate of the Royal Academy of Music, I anticipate the upcoming ceremony in London. Music remains my calling from God, propelling me to continue seeking and drawing closer to Him.
I've been talking with Dr. Charon Kim, who is a multi-instrumentalist, a harpist, and a pianist, and much, much more, also a composer. We're going to go out with her piano version of Rendezvous. I want to thank you, Dr. Kim, and I want to let listeners know that your website is Charon, that's Charin, Kim.com. You can also find her on YouTube if you do a search for that. Thank you so much, Dr. Kim, for talking to us here on FM 91.
It was my pleasure to talk to you and your listeners. Thank you very much.